Good morning again, and thank you for this opportunity to speak to you on World Leprosy Day 2017. And I want to start by saying a big thank you to all of you. Last year, I told you about the needs of people affected by leprosy in Nepal, who had lost their houses and livelihoods in the great and several earthquakes of April 2015. Many had also lost family members or been traumatized by seeing their world literally shake itself apart. But as a church and as individuals, you responded generously. You entrusted the leprosy mission with £5,000, more than in fact. This money has been put to good use, rebuilding houses, which is still ongoing, improving health and livelihoods, and restoring hope in Nepal. And please do look at the leaflet on the missions notice board, which gives some more detail about what last year's gifts are achieving in Nepal. In today's readings, so well read by Sharon, long readings I know, but today's parable of the sheep and the goats, Christ calls us to love him through the love and care that we show for others in practical ways, such as food, drink, clothing, healing, visiting, offering a warm welcome. In particular, Christ called us to care for the least of these, the people at the very bottom of society. This is what Christ himself did in his ministry here on earth. Throughout the Gospels, we read of Jesus reaching out to the least of these. The paralyzed man who was lowered through the roof. Blind Bartimaeus. The Samaritan woman at the well. The demon-possessed man. The woman with chronic bleeding. And at least 10 men with leprosy that we read about. And for many people today, these biblical tales of leprosy are all they know about the disease. Although some of you may have heard the BBC News this week about a skeleton unearthed in Winchester which indicates a leprosy spread across medieval Europe by pilgrims. However, leprosy is not merely a historical disease. It's very much still around today in many parts of the world, particularly tropical parts of the world, with more than 200,000 new cases being diagnosed each year, and we suspect millions more who remain undiagnosed for reasons of stigma that we explored earlier. Leprosy is particularly prevalent in India, which accounts for 60% of the world's total of new cases. And India is the country where I have the privilege of doing the majority of my work for the leprosy mission. Now, as we saw in the children's talk, the really tragic thing about leprosy is not only that it can cause such horrendous physical damage to the human body if left untreated, but the people's ignorance and prejudice about it means that people affected by leprosy are seen as cursed and excluded from society and even from their own families. In my travels in the last 2 years in India, I've personally met an old man whose wife dumped him in a leprosy colony so that she could marry off their daughters without any shame being attached to them. An old woman whose family banished her to the shed where they dry cow dung for cooking fuel, and whose own children would not eat from the same plate as her. I met a brave young woman in Purulia whose uncles tried to set her on fire because she had leprosy. She will never return to her village for fear that they will kill her. I've also met many people who've been thrown off buses, thrown off trains, turned away from work, and turned away from school because of leprosy. Last year in Calcutta, I met a 17-year-old boy whose parents had died, leaving him to raise his younger brothers and sisters alone. He was very dependent on his best friend for moral support. He developed leprosy and got prompt treatment from our hospital in Calcutta. But he wept as he told us that when he confided in his best friend that he had this disease, he too ran away and deserted it. Now, when Jesus talks about helping the least of these, I find it hard to imagine any other group of people on this planet that more closely fits that description than people affected by leprosy. But it doesn't have to be this way forever. As we heard earlier, leprosy can now be treated, and those disabilities can be prevented with these, multi-drug therapy. Free, thanks to the Novartis Foundation. In the leprosy mission, through our hospitals, our vocational training centres, and our livelihood and advocacy programmes, we are working hard to treat people, to train them, to help them get jobs, to give them confidence, to protect their rights, to change laws which discriminate against them, and to reintegrate them into society. Now that whole journey of transformation, which can be lifelong, usually starts with a visit to an outpatient's clinic or an outpatient department, OPD, at one of our leprosy mission hospitals. And today I want to tell you about a really special place in a rural part of West Bengal called Purulia Hospital. And if possible, it'd be great to have the slides at this point, please. Now, I've had the great privilege to go there twice already. And as a church, we have a special link, because this is our very own Christine Thomason in the physio department. She's doing a volunteer placement right there, right now, working in their physio department. Now, this beautiful and historic hospital has been caring for people affected by leprosy since the 1880s, and it was once run by Eddie Askew, who's a quite well-known creator of Christian devotional books and paintings. And his book, The Edge of Daylight, tells the whole story about his time running this hospital. Now today, it's run by a truly amazing Christian couple, Dr. Famkema and Dr. Joy Deepa. And to me, this wonderful couple are on, and I don't say this lightly, they are genuinely on a par with Pastor Alphonse from Uganda in terms of their selfless dedication to serving God through helping others. But today, they need our help. Partly because of the reputation they've built for good quality, honest and compassionate medical care, and also because of local population growth in what is now the world's most populous country, their services are in more demand than ever before. In 2014, the outpatients department at Purulia Hospital served 15,000 patients. In 2015, they served 45,000 patients, and demand continues to grow. These days, as well as treating people affected by leprosy, who we always treat free of charge, they also treat members of the wider community for many other medical conditions, for which they pay affordable fees, as is normal in India, although the poorest and the most vulnerable we still continue to treat for free. Now, this is a good thing, having so many different patients coming through the hospital, because many patients who have skin problems, they won't know if they've got leprosy or if they've got something else. So having one community hospital where they can go to for a whole range of skin conditions, which can diagnose them and then treat them, whatever they have, is much better. It also really helps to break down stigma when people learn to view leprosy like any other treatable disease because they're all frequenting the same hospital. However, you can have too much of a good thing. And Purulia's outpatient department, or OPD, is now stretched to breaking point. It's crowded, there's no privacy anymore. When one person's having a consultation, other people can hear it. The lab struggles to process so many tests in time. There aren't enough toilets for so many visitors. There's nowhere for anyone to get any food, and yet they will arrive at 3 a.m. and sometimes not leave till sundown. And the few staff are completely overworked. So we in the Leprosy Mission are now working on plans to build a brand new outpatients department at Purulia. And we've got a great team giving their talents to support this project, including subsidised architects and engineers from the UK charity Article 25. And we've just recently had a free site supervisor pledged to us from Mace Construction Group in India. We plan to build a new OPD that will provide 21st century medical care for all who need it, with privacy and dignity. It will help us to recruit more doctors to work alongside Joy and Fam with different medical specialisms. The revenue from the fees of the general patients will make the hospital more sustainable, allowing us to keep providing free care for people affected by leprosy and others of the least of these. And we know this is possible because the Leprosy Mission Hospital in Delhi is now funding itself almost entirely from its outpatient services, whilst continuing to provide excellent free care for people affected by leprosy. And this has to be the model for the 21st century. However, we need to raise a lot of money from England and Wales to build this new OPD at Purulia. Many people in several countries are pooling their talents to ensure that Purulia Hospital, which has helped so many people for so many years, will be able to continue doing so for as long as it needs to. In a minute, I'm going to show you a video, my colleague Helen, in Purulia Hospital, so that you can see it for yourself. But I would ask you, please give generously of your own talents and notes and checks and debits to invest in this hospital and the amazing work it does for people affected by leprosy. And there are envelopes in your service sheets. We're going to watch the video now, and thank you, and may God bless you as you bless others. Can we have the video, please?
Sunrise over the outskirts of Purulia, a poor rural community in western Bengal. The roads are already busy as farmers make their way to the fields and women head to market. Also on the road are sick and disabled leprosy-affected people from all across northern India. They come to Purulia because they know the Leprosy Mission Hospital here offers their only hope of treatment. India has one of the highest rates of leprosy in the world, yet those affected by it are still shunned and ostracised. But at Purulia, they know they will find sanctuary and acceptance. Every day they come in their hundreds, and every day that number is growing. My name is Helen Walton. I've come to Purulia on behalf of the Leprosy Mission because this hospital needs our help. The number of people coming for treatment is placing an unsustainable burden on its facilities, and something needs to be done. This is the reception area for the hospital. It's crowded, it's noisy and chaotic. Many people would have travelled all night. They're desperate, they're poor, and they're worried. Purulia Hospital turns no one away, yet the facilities here are just overwhelmed by the volume of people coming through its doors. I spoke to Dr. Joy Deepa, Purulia's Deputy Superintendent, about the problems that her hospital is facing.
We get patients from all over the state, especially this district, and also from the neighboring states and the nearby districts. We get approximately up to 300 patients per day. And it is a surprising thing that the needs are growing larger and larger. Of course, the numbers have increased over the past one and a half years. We have tripled our numbers in terms of services. The need is enormous here.
Despite the queues, patients at Purulia receive the very best medical care. Doctors and nurses here have unrivaled expertise in treating leprosy and can provide a comprehensive range of medical services from diagnosis and medicine to counselling and reconstructive surgery for the damaged limbs. There are also 8 wards for those patients needing more long-term care. But it is the rising number of outpatients that Purulia struggles to cope with.
I've met Krishni and Gora in the queue this morning at the outpatients department. They're both so severely affected with leprosy, as you can see from Krishni's hand. They have travelled since 2 o'clock this morning to get to this hospital.
Krishni has severe disabilities as a result of her leprosy, as well as the sores on her hand. She has an open wound on her leg caused by an ill-fitting artificial limb. Krishni's first appointment is with a doctor who makes an initial assessment of her condition. But as you can see, there's no privacy in these treating rooms. Overcrowding means anyone can watch and listen to what should be a private, confidential discussion between patient and doctor. Next, Krishni sees a physiotherapist. He's assessing the nerve damage in her hands and feet.
As you can see, the patient is now in the physiotherapy department getting the treatment she so desperately needs. But there's no privacy for her. The paint's falling off the walls. These leprosy-affected people deserve more than this.
The signs of wear and tear can be seen all around the hospital. When it was built 40 years ago, it was designed to cater for a fraction of the numbers coming here today. This is a building that has simply outgrown its capacity and it's now at breaking point. The good news is there is a solution. I've come to talk to Dr. Pham, the superintendent of Purulia, about a plan to build a new state-of-the-art hospital wing. It will, he tells me, transform patients' experience of the outpatients department, or OPD as it's commonly known.
This is the new proposed site, right, Helen? So we want the OPD where it will be spacious, people have place to sit, there will be privacy, and the doctors can have free space to go and examine the patient, do minor procedures, and also where people can come and share you know, all the pains, all the sorrows, and above all, that when they go back with, you know, a lot of satisfaction and sense of dignity in their lives.
I'm so excited, having spoken to Dr. Pham, this is where the new outpatient department is going to be, and it's massive. This outpatient department is going to have extra consultation rooms for the doctors, providing privacy. It's going to have state-of-the-art rooms for laboratory testing. It's going to have extra toilet blocks, everything that's needed for people affected with leprosy to have a place that is dignified.
It's wonderful to know there's a plan in place to transform Purulia and to make it into a modern, efficient hospital that it needs to be. I can't wait to get back to England to share the news. But before I go, there's one last person I want to see. Kushni's final consultation is with Gaius, Purulia's artificial limb specialist. He's modelling her leg so a new prosthetic limb can be made for her. It will enable her to walk properly and without pain for the first time in years. For Kushni, this really will be a miracle. If there is one story that can convince us of the value and purpose of this place of healing, it's Kushni's. Please will you join me and ensure those who are still outcasts, still suffering, can get the help they desperately need.
I've seen firsthand the difference this hospital is making to thousands of people's lives. For this work to continue, we need your support. Together, we can build this new outpatient department. Together, we can make a difference. Thank you.
Please pray for Purulia Hospital and please give what you can to help rebuild the outpatient department by making a donation now. Thank you.